So is the goal of commitment to please Krishna and the Vaishnavas, or is it simply to penetrate through the poison to the nectar? Yeah, both happen naturally. You know, see, we all need happiness because that's what we are by nature. We are Sat Chit Ananda. Ananda is a part of our nature. So we naturally look for happiness. So just to look for happiness in itself is not necessarily selfish or self-centered. It is the very feature of ourself. But when it becomes a problem is when we look for happiness in ways that are harmful to us, harmful to others, that becomes a problem. And even in bhakti, when we start looking only for happiness, then also we again start evading responsibility, evading commitments and just doing things, whatever the mind thinks will make us happy. So when we are trying to practice bhakti, we are focusing on developing a relationship with Krishna. And developing a relationship with Krishna means trying to please Him, trying to please His representatives. That is naturally a part of bhakti. And as we keep doing this, a natural result of that is that we also get to the nectar. So both happen parallel. But see, the mind is tricky. And we have to, like yesterday I said, because the mind tries to trick us, we have to out-trick it. Sometimes if you tell the mind, you know, don't think about happiness, think only about pleasing Krishna. And the mind will say, hey, why? Why should I do that? What am I going to get by that? So that time we can tell them, actually you'll get a lot of happiness there also. So ultimately we want to develop a relationship with Krishna. And that relationship means we want to have a mood of service where we try to please Him. But we have to find out the way in which we can keep ourselves committed to that process. And sometimes contemplating that actually there is a lot of happiness there. That may be what is required for us to stay committed. Does that answer your question?